Just about everybody loves the circus, so people in Elkton, South Dakota were disappointed when bad weather forced the cancellation of the show. However, the folks here had no idea the mark this circus would leave on their town, for one of the animals was going to stage quite a final performance. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it! My savings are gone! They're gone!
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone! They're gone, gone!
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It was May 14th, 1916, and the circus was in Elkton, South Dakota.
The day dawned and it was raining, and then it turned to snow. They had all the things unloaded, the tents and everything, and were starting to put it up and decided it was just too inclement of weather to proceed.
Anna even shares the story from the Elkton Community Museum.
One of the elephants that was to help put up the circus tent, he was 19 years old and 11 feet tall and 10-ton elephant, so a good size. The circus trainer was evidently doing a little drinking with a little of the illegal hooch going around and was a little abusive to the elephant.
The circus would not perform that day. But the elephant was about to put on quite a show.
The elephant turned on him and knocked him flat and then took off after the elephant trainer because he got up and took off on a run to hide and the elephant chased him. So wherever he went, if he went behind a train car, he tipped over the train car. If it went behind one of the circus cars, he tipped that over.
The enraged elephant was turning over train cars in an effort to get at the abusive trainer.
When he tipped over the train car, a wagon full of lions, they got excited. And so the whole town kind of went up in alarm.
The wagon of lions was tipped, but none escaped. Although the elephant did not get to the trainer, he was still mad and very much on the loose, and now headed into town. So what does a town do when one of the largest elephants in the world is roaming its streets? They formed a posse to track the beast. The story of how that turned out is next time as we travel the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.